Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Farmers to benefit from partnership between the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries and the Tourism Ministry. Stay with us to hear more about this collaboration and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old at the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5840 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
Tourism Minister Edmond Bartlett says an entrepreneurial training and coaching program will be introduced in the first quarter of 2018 to help local farmers better understand the tourism industry. The program will enable the farmers to use tourism products such as mobile applications to tailor their production, distribution, and logistics, match the requirements of businesses, and connect them to buyers in the hotel and tourism sector. Mr. Bartlett wants to see a deepening of the ties between stakeholders in the coffee and hospitality industries and has tasked the Tourism Linkages Network in the ministry to get more coffee to every visitor to the island.
I want to see more of our visitors at our hotels, restaurants and attractions drinking Jamaican coffee, not imported brands.
In the meantime, the Ministry of Tourism is facilitating the development of berry farming in Jamaica to support the needs of the hoteliers for fresh, high-quality berries, with specific focus on strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries. A 2017 report on the development of the berry industry is available and will be used to help bridge the demand and supply gap for these crops, reduce imports, and provide opportunities for farmers.
We are strengthening the partnership between Jamaica tourism and agriculture and manufacturing. The economic impact of tourism comes from the indirect impact that it has through agriculture and manufacturing. The demand for agricultural goods in the tourism industry is nearly $100 billion. Manufactured goods, the beds, the sheets, the pillowcases, the chairs, that's the demand.
Minister of Tourism, Edmond Bartlett. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. What's sweet to the belly, I go bitter to the heart. Translation: what is sweet to the belly is bitter to the heart. A similar saying is, what sweet nanny goat, I go running belly. Translation: what is sweet to the goat will cause diarrhea. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for improved safety and security in schools.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, short-term gratification brings long-term consequences. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.